Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the trauma of being a guest on Hot Ones. We rank the names of every dog Paris Hilton has ever owned. We discuss my Etsy quest to let my freak frog flag fly. And Corey reacts live to a real housewife pleading guilty. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Good morning.
Buongiorno.
DiGiorno. Buongiorno. Buongiorno.
Good night. Hello, if you're listening to this at midnight.
Fuck hello, yeah. Hello, all of our late night listeners.
Hello,
you're listening to Delilah.
Listeners. Are you listening to us and it's late? Hi, how are you? Good night.
Hi.
Good Ooh. Evening. Are Ooh. You listening to us on a road
okay.
trip?
Okay.
Hell
okay.
yeah.
Oh, where are you guys going?
Where are you headed right now on your road
hey,
trip?
Everyone in the car, look at the driver and say, thank no, you.
Okay. I think when people listen to us on their road trips, it's like a solo experience. I don't think there's two people in the car. Not
everyone,
in my fantasy.
Everyone look at the little old lady in the back seat. Everyone say, thank you. You don't bring in a little old lady on your road trip?
Hell yeah. Hitchhiker, baby.
Usually it's me.
Hitchhiker by Demi Lovato?
No.
Would
you hitchhike?
I was reading a David Sedaris book, and he was talking about hitchhiking in it, and it didn't sound nice, the experience that he had.
Well, yeah,
He said his driver was all wasted, drunk. This was in, like,
the 70s. Oh, I don't like that.
This was in the 80s or 70s or something. What was I going to say? I was going to say...
What were you going to say? What were you going to say?
I was going to say, speaking of road trips, all the gays I know keep asking me, so what are your summer plans? And I realized I don't have any summer plans. And I was like, what do they mean, summer plans? And then I realized, like, because all gay people go to, like, P-Town for a week or Fire
Listen,
Island for a week. And I thought,
it's not,
let me
stop you right there because it's
I'm
not
gay
all.
Without
it's
summer plans.
All. It's not all. I need there to be more visibility for the lazy gays who do nothing. And
Thank
maybe
you, that's
us.
Me.
Maybe
it was a
that's
lot of people,
what we need to provide.
Yeah. If one more gay asked me at the bar, oh, what are your summer plans? I said, summer plans? I said, I moved. That was it.
So, well, you know what? There is an era in every gay's life where they think, oh, I need to book everything because everyone's
yeah,
going
well.
To everything.
Yeah, they and after
especially
like
especially coming out of especially coming out of the pandemic where it's like mm-hmm. I only have this much time before I'm decrepit the old lady in the back seat of the
yeah
the road trip.
Well, I was stoned last night really thinking about how now that I live by myself, like my apartment's pretty much done. It feels like Animal Crossing Island done. I was stoned thinking about how cute my place was and how much I loved it, and then I was like, I wonder if there's another person who like lives in New York who wants to like apartment swap for a month or something.
Oh my god, everybody's all
do
looking
people
for
do
a
that?
Sublet for looking for a sublet for six
See,
days
I don't
like,
want
shut
that
shut the fuck up
I want someone in New York who has a cute apartment, a one bedroom like I do, who just wants to, like, since we are all permanently working, and we're not all permanently working from home, but a lot of people are working from home permanently. Like, does anyone want to swap for 2 weeks?
Certainly people do. Just put it on your Instagram.
I know. Hello? I'm like, hey, anyone want to come
Should
stay
in my
place?
Should we swap? You want to live in LA for a week?
Do I get Hudson, Crouton, and Willie?
You can have... Well, we can negotiate.
Well, maybe if I'm going down there, I want you to be there.
Oh. Oh. I wanted your home.
I didn't tell you. You know who's moving to LA?
Who?
Girl Jordan.
Oh.
So now I'll get to see you both when I come down to visit.
Oh, how splendid. Shimmering, shining, and splendored.
Speaking of girls.
Yes.
Hey, so I was watching this. I was watching this show. It seemed very straight culture. One of my friends was like, we should put that on. Have you seen that show where they eat the hot wings?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about? It's called Hot Ones, I think.
Yeah.
And they eat 10 buffalo wings from light to spicy.
I feel like I was like maybe invited to go on that.
It's been around for a while. It's got millions of views, and he's had big celebrities.
It's a very no for me because it's like
you wouldn't be able to even eat the two wings.
Ketchup's spicy, and I don't think like. You know, a big barrier of entry for me for most reality TV moments or game show moments is like, will I be sweaty in this environment?
You would. Oh my God, people were crying.
Add the spiciness and it's like, it's 50,000 times worse.
Well, the girl that I was speaking about was I watched an episode with Paris Hilton. And he asks you questions to distract you from the, like, hot. And then her final question on the way out was to name all the dogs she's ever had.
Oh.
Are you familiar with the types of names that Paris Hilton... I had to pause it and write these down because I was laughing at all of her dogs' names.
Go on. I know not a single dog owned by Paris Hilton.
I could have named one. I definitely could have named one.
Crystal?
Tinkerbell was like the first one, I think. Her fucking dogs. She doesn't have them all right now. These are the dogs she's owned as like an adult, I guess, or some shit. Tinkerbell, Dolce, Prada, Harajuku Bitch, Prince Baby Bear, Prince Hilton, Marilyn Monroe, Princess Paris Jr., Diamond Baby, Max, Cookie, Candy.
Diamond Baby.
Diamond Baby was my favorite answer too.
She absolutely better. You know what though? I
is Harajuku Bitch cultural appropriation?
I was gonna say it's some of them are a little bit of a miss for me. And that's one of them. I wonder if that dog was during a Gwen Stefani era. You know,
I do. That's what I wonder too. It had to have been. There's no way it wasn't.
There's no other
Gwen Stefani's impact.
Well. So why were you looking at dog names of Paris Hilton?
Because I was looking at dogs to adopt for myself, but I don't know if I'm going to take the plunge. I just like to get stoned and look at like petfinder.com.
You know what?
This week's sponsor.
This is how it all begins. You are going to be a dog dad before you know it. But you're not getting a cat. You're getting a dog.
I mean, I would get a dog. Now I work from home. And it's fun because you read and then, the problem is they write little like personality blurbs about these dogs. And the dog I was looking at was real cute and they said it was a couch potato. And I thought, oh, if that's what I would want is a couch potato dog. Because he's old and very chill. Adopt, don't shop.
You got to make sure you check the breed because you don't want to accidentally get a breed that's like must be entertained for 24 hours a day.
Well, the thing that made me nervous was there was a line in there that said, needs an owner who understands the grooming habits of a poodle. I thought, what does that
pass,
even mean?
Pass.
And I Googled it, and it was like, just take it to get its hair cut every 8 weeks. And I was like, oh, that's what I do. Am I a poodle?
No, I think it's more so about the like disgusting eyes.
Well, you just get a little wet cloth and you clean.
Ugh, those dogs with those gross eyes.
Don't
no offense.
Dogs have the same eyes?
No. Well, Willie usually will get a chunk of gunk under his eyeball, and it gets crusty, and he does not like me to touch it. And if I even come close to touching it, Crouton comes running to, like, protect him. But he does try to wipe it into our carpet upstairs.
Mm.
He doesn't, and I'm allowed to touch it in the shower if I'm, like, bathing him. It's the one time I'm allowed to get his crusties out. But it doesn't look disgusting gross like a poodle usually does.
I can't believe Willie, or
Crouton loves to come right up to my face and get the pampering. He's like, okay, get my crusties.
You're really selling it. I didn't understand that.
I love it. That is my mom duty. That is my duty as their mother. It makes me feel like I'm fulfilling this, like, you know.
But you're a picker. You love, like,
ancestral.
To pick a scab. You love to pick a
I am
fingernail.
Bleeding right now, I will say.
You love to pick a fingernail. You love to pick your toenails. That's why you don't have any toenails.
I have 9. Not that anybody's counting.
Do you think someday you'll have a long list of dog names like Paris Hilton had and it'll all start with Crouton?
No. No, maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
I saw a TikTok the other day of a guy had a dog named Crouton, and he was a naughty Crouton.
Oh, I think I saw it too. People were tagging me.
Yeah.
People sent it to me. People.
He ate the floor.
What do you mean?
Well, it looked like it wasn't a real wood floor. It looked like those wood floors that you put down, okay. And he ripped it up. And he was I think it was a corgi.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Have you ever bought anything from Etsy?
Yeah.
What have you bought?
So I think I got my old roommate when we went on The Amazing Race the second time. He had to move my car for the month that we were gone on street sweeping days. So I sent him a Kacey Musgraves, the religious candle, or it might have been J-Lo. It might have been Hillary Clinton. You know what I mean? It was one of those for sure.
Okay.
I've got a lot of, bitch, that's where I got my Animal Crossing cards so that I can get the characters I want.
Your amiibos.
Yeah, I got my, because you can buy, people have 3D printers or some shit, and they can make the cards instead of having to buy the packs and hope you get what you want.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds illegal.
So you would pay $1 for each character you wanted.
And they just print the card.
It's not the card. So they're little chips. They're little microchips. One I got was just a sticker.
That's kooky. I bought a whole bunch of Animal Crossing stickers from Etsy. And I love them. I use them to seal all of my envelopes if I do raffle prizes or whatever.
Oh, and I was at the...
I was at the post office. No, I was at the post office and this, okay, so like I had maybe 40 envelopes to bring to the post office that of all raffle prizes and like blah, 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 blah from Twitch. Anyway, the woman that was helping me, every single envelope, she had to type in the address to like print out a thing, which is, so it was, it took at least an hour, almost an hour and a half. Okay. So I'm there, we are chirping and a squirking and a chopping and a squawking and a, and she, every envelope, she turns it around and she wants to have a conversation about every Animal Crossing sticker.
Does she know them?
Oh, no, she didn't know any of them. She didn't know what Animal Crossing was, but she had something to say about every single sticker. She goes, oh, this one is very cute. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cover it a little.
About who?
Every single one.
Marina?
Everyone. I was like, we've established you love them. I love them. We both love them.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason I brought up Etsy was I just got a message back. I'm in a back and forth right now.
Are you haggling prices?
No, I don't do that. No, not with artists. Artists that are selling their wares on Etsy. No. But I did have to be like, I'd like to make a special request because do you know the song about Turn the Frickin' Frogs Gay?
I don't, you know, I have no desire to know anything about frogs.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
Sometimes my TikTok serves me a frog video and I get pissed.
It's, okay, so you know who Alex Jones is?
Yeah.
Of evilness?
Yeah.
Looks like he's about to pop. Anyway, he had a segment about the water is contaminating and it's turning the frogs gay and everyone's turning gay.
What? Oh,
blah. Oh my somebody God. Somebody turned it into a remix and it's great. Hold.
I can't hear it at all.
Oh, you can't hear it?
Very lightly. It's not loud
enough. You couldn't. No way. Oh, let me just. Let's do it again.
Quiet. It was super quiet.
I like to put chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay.
I can't hear
it. Shit is crap gay. Frogs, freaking frogs. It's not funny. I'm going to say it real slow.
You have to put your head close to it. Earphones are your
anyway
speakers.
Well, you don't have to hear it. They heard it. The people heard it. My point is
I guess I'll listen to the episode.
It's an alert that we use on Twitch, and I was like, oh, every time somebody plays it, I run and grab, I have this rainbow flag, and it's, you know, something to do when I'm anyway. I was like, oh, I should find a rainbow flag that has frogs all over it.
No.
And so I found somebody linked me to this Etsy where she makes queer flags frogs faces on them. There's something for everyone. I was like, this is exactly what I was looking
just
for.
Just link me to her Etsy, but I don't think I'm going to like it.
What do you mean you're not going to like it? I think you will. Why not?
Are frogs going to be your mom animal?
No.
What is your mom animal?
Will you define what a frog animal is? Let me wrap up my frog of it all. I just got a message back because I was like, I'd like to make a special request because you can get one frog on the pride flag. I'm like, I would like it to be both sided. It needs to be the progress flag. It needs to have frogs everywhere. And she sent me mock-ups. It's a 6-paragraph message about the logistics of how many frogs and how big they can be. She says something about, normally I'd say there's no such thing as too many frogs, but I don't think it'd work exactly how you're saying. And that's all. Anyway, so when the frog flag comes in, I'll post it. You'll see it. But
are you gonna let your frog flag fly, honey?
I gotta. Somebody has to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you just ask? Something about something.
Your mom animal?
Oh, my mom animal. What is a mom animal?
It's like the one animal that moms like collect. Like if your mom's got like 50 owls in the home. Your mom has 50 Santas.
Yeah, my mom's mom animal is Santa. Or cardinals. What's with like
okay,
what's with women of a certain age being like, there's your grandma?
Listen, no, listen. Okay, so
there's your grandma flying by.
So listen, I've heard it's a thing. I've heard a lot, and you know, I watch a lot of like afterlife shows and medium shit and stuff like that. And people are always like, they'll say like, oh, if I see a cardinal, it reminds me of your mom, or like, oh, a hummingbird reminds me of grandpa. Like that shit, I think I'm used to. Okay, so now let me say, I know everybody grieves differently. One of the housewives on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, mother passed away, and she's just claiming all birds. So anytime she sees a bird, she's like, oh, that's my mom. And then she acts surprised by it as if birds aren't everywhere. You know what I mean?
I don't mean to change the subjects, but like, did you read about how they had those? Okay, not to be all those cameras on all the birds, but did you read about
birds aren't real?
Well, no, birds. I believe birds are real. Let me just establish that. But I do also believe the government puts tracking devices to we live in a surveillance state.
Baby, all animals have tracking devices. They know.
No. Whales not to are track, tagged. Not to track the animals, dolphins. But to track us. They put. It's a CIA operative. It's. I don't actually know what CIA.
Where do
the,
what
means.
Do they do? What you think they got a little tiny camera on a bird?
They were testing that, and it's just come out. It just, you know how they ever after 50 years they're allowed to like it's like un it it Unseal. Becomes unclassified. Yeah, the ceiling unseals. Kiss yeah. from a rose. Anyway,
so the
unsealed documents. This could be a lie, but like on TikTok, somebody was going through the unsealed documents and saying they were testing camera devices on birds as surveillance. And there's like updates throughout like the years of what's been uncovered about that. And so not so much about like, oh, birds might still have them now. It's like, okay, well, the U.S. government absolutely did it in the past. It's a question of do they still do it now? We don't know.
I guess we'll find out another 50 years. That's exactly why I kill every bird I see.
Oh, once we were leaving the movie theater and there was a dying bird in the parking lot, and it was a huge family event. It was like
people were around.
I mean to say like it became a bird we brought home in a box. We put it in the fridge for a minute.
Who?
When the bird died, what?
Who? You took this bird home?
No, my stepdad.
I thought this was.
They tried to heal it, and they tried to like bring it back, or help the wing, whatever.
What kind of bird?
Anyway, it died, and so we had to have the bird in the fridge outside it for a while because
you put the bird in the pop fridge.
In the pop fridge, in the ruby red squirt fridge. Yes.
What's with your family keeping animals after they die?
What do you mean? Have your grandma's ashes?
Did your one family member have a cat in a bin?
Okay, well, that's kind of like a... That's a personal. That's a personal.
sounds like a history of pattern.
You know, I'm not a part of it. You can't pick your family. But you can pick your notes. So,
you can't pick Willie's Krusty Krust.
And I do.
You pick them?
I do.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Corey, what else is up? What's new with you?
You know how TJ Maxx is the only department store that has a name for its fans?
The Maxinistas.
Yeah. Why doesn't every store have that?
The Target Olays.
That's what they're called? Target turds?
Ew, no. The Target Olays. Olay.
Target Olay?
Yes, you don't. The do you Kmart identify as a Target Olay? A Kmart cutie, a Meyer ma'am.
A Meyer missus.
I'm just a Meyer ma'am.
A Maxinista. I was thinking about that the other day. What are Sears people?
You know what you just did? You said,
what are Sears people?
Are Sears people?
Kiss from a rose.
Sears? 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 You could try Sears?
Yeah, you could try Sears.
So what is the question?
Why don't any other stores have it? What are world market people called?
Oh, us?
World marketeers.
Us people? Us marketeers?
Did I even tell you? So this whole time from when I was living at my old apartment, when I moved in with that roommate, he had this little bowl that was kind of like a plate, but it was kind of like a bowl.
Oh, you're speaking my language. That sounds so nice.
Oh, I love it. And my whole, ever since I moved in, he had two and I broke one. And then I was like hanging on to this other one because I loved it so much. And he didn't take it when he left. So I've got it at my new place. And I was washing it the other day. And on the bottom, I noticed it's from World Market.
See? What am I telling you?
I've loved this plate bowl for 7 years and I never knew where it was from. I always assumed it was IKEA and I just now noticed on the bottom it said World Market and I thought...
Something similar happened to me actually. I was looking around World Market and I stumbled upon one of those dishes you put your big spoon on while you're cooking.
A spoon rest.
Sure. I found one. That's the one I have.
Oh.
I said, oh, my spoon rest is from World Market. I didn't know. I didn't even know. And now I'm like, what else lives with me? And I don't.
When we do an apartment swap and I live at your house and you live here for 2 weeks, you're going to love all my World Market stuff.
Oh, my gosh. You know about that rattan table I was telling you about at World Market?
Did I ever send you a picture of my one in my hallway?
Yes, and it's beautiful, and we're jealous of it. Anyway, we keep going back to World Market every weekend, and
it was on sale this weekend.
It keeps getting discounted, like an additional $2 off. It's like, okay, every week it's a little bit cheaper. I'm like, somebody's going to bite it, or when are we going to pull the trigger?
I literally saw it this weekend and almost texted you a picture and said it was on sale. But then I just remembered your story about how you guys get crumbs in crevices.
Yeah. Well, we were thinking about getting a little...
Dirt devil?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I would love to have a dirt devil.
Should we come up with a dirt angel?
I think that's a Roomba.
Rival.
That's a Roomba, baby.
Do you have a Roomba?
No. I can't get a Roomba because I feel like, can it go upstairs? No. Can it deal with dogs? No.
What if your Roomba fell down your stairs, like when you slid on your Teen Choice surfboard down the stairs into the living room?
Did I do that? Did you do that?
Did I do that?
Did I do that?
Okay, so my question is, I've got rugs in my room because my apartment's hardwoods throughout, but so I got rugs in all my rooms, but will my Roomba go on my rugs?
I don't know, and I'm not, if anybody out there can answer that.
I would like to know.
Paloma would like to know, does Corey Cool have any thoughts on the Jen Shah breaking news?
So what was the breaking news?
She pled guilty. Girl.
No. What? You're lying.
She pled guilty.
No. What?
No? Didn't she?
Real Housewife Jen Shah pleads guilty. Oh my God, it's on CNN.
Reaction?
48 minutes ago.
What do you feel? Tell us how you feel, Corey. What is the emotion you're feeling right now?
Oh my God. Oh my God. So after Pride weekend, I was hanging out with my friend and he came over and we like smoked and ate and then we were watching Housewives and he starts telling me, you do know Jen Shah is going to jail for at least 3 to 5 years. And I was like, no, this can't be true. And he was all, well, Teresa went to jail for a year and she didn't even, that was just because she signed something without reading it. And he's like, Jen Shah's for sure going to jail. And he's like, but okay. just wait until she's out and back on the show in 3 years.
I mean, all that is a good setup for a great return, or, you know, that's plot line.
I wonder if she's just going to plead guilty and pay money and not even have to go to jail.
I know nothing about what she even did.
Oh my God. She was like, it was like a multi-level marketing scheme.
Mm.
Oh my God. I can't believe you're breaking this to me live on air. I'm texting like six of my friends.
Okay, well, just give it a minute because we're live and I would like your reaction right here, right now.
Listen, I thought she was doing a good job of selling her innocence. I thought she was doing a much better job than Erica Jane. I hope she... Oh, wait, hold on. It's saying she might go to jail for 11 to 14 years.
Damn, tough break.
And she has to pay $6.5 to $9.5 million in restitution.
Damn, tough break.
Oh my God, she's going to jail.
You know what? Let this be a lesson. Don't get up to shenanigans. Don't do illegal stuff. It's like, you will get caught. We live in a surveillance state. The birds are watching.
She was selling old people's information to like other marketers so that they could call and take advantage of those old people because they were like, they had lists of old people who fell for it, you know?
Okay.
You know how they take all of our information? They put us all on lists and stuff, and then they all just sell our lists to each other.
Surveillance state.
Oh my God. I wonder which bird told on Jen Shaw.
Probably like the bird that we saved in the parking lot. Oh no, that bird did die. Well,
it's just like that bird, anyway. bird we found in the hot tub, also dead.
Rip. Hey Corey, anything else you want to share? Anything else you want to discuss? Lea Michele getting funny girl.
Did she?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Speaking of funny girls, did you watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
I did. What's there to say?
Do you have an opinion about it you can deliver in 3 minutes?
What was the main stage challenge? I'm trying to remember.
They did the viral TikTok dance video.
Oh, my main takeaway was RuPaul better say, I need 8 of my top queens to go market 8 songs for me on TikTok and create 8 challenges for 8 of my songs.
Smart.
Smart, but like, oh my gosh. I don't hold it against RuPaul. I just feel like, is it not exhausting for anyone else to exist in a cinematic universe where the only music that does exist is RuPaul music? Like for our favorite show franchise, it's like we get it about the peanut butter jelly song. We get it.
I really get it. That was the first time Jinx doing the peanut butter song was the first time I've ever enjoyed that song in my life.
I thought Jinx did a wonderful job. You know who I think might be taking my top spot? Jada. I think Jada. is so brilliant, is so charming, is so talented, is clever, is silly, is stupid, is fun, is like, I think all of the pieces are there for Jada for me.
Hey, speaking of Jada, I love Jada too. And one of my friends here is a big Jada stan. And he told me, I don't know where he heard this rumor, he said that Jada won her season because Gigi got disqualified for using help for that at-home lip sync. Is that true?
I have no clue.
I mean, I thought all three of the finalists that year were all incredible and all deserving, but I had never heard that. And then he's a Jada stan, so for him to tell me that, I thought maybe somewhat true because he loves her and he wouldn't spread that rumor if it weren't.
I don't know. If anybody has any insight on that, let us know.
Let us know. Link us to the true tea.
I've also really enjoyed Raja having the experience that Raja is having like of getting an opportunity to showcase. It feels like Raja's so in on only being there to share the art and like, and to like show who they are to an entire fan base. And like you can sense the gratitude. You can feel the gratitude that she feels getting to be there. It's like, it's very charming. I'm in love with the format. I think the format is so much better. Even though I saw somebody, I think Trinity tweeted like, oh yeah, they definitely had negative critiques for all of us all the time, but they just have edited all of them out for every episode. So it's not like they didn't say anything, you know? I think probably with a show like Drag Race and most reality shows, they probably have good and bad things that they say about all of them, and they can pick and choose in the edit of how they like need to communicate tops and bottoms and stuff. But it is eerie how there's nothing ever wrong with anything ever on this season. It's a little eerie.
Yeah, especially when there are episodes that their people's dance TikTok viral dances just aren't as good as others.
You want to name names?
I thought this week the top two were my favorite two videos.
Well, yeah, I understand that's how opinions work. Who did you say? Who are you thinking? You're allowed to say who you like.
I didn't think I loved Raja's dance video. I don't think
you know
I loved
what
the
I would have liked Raja's a lot more if she had leaned into it. Like you're doing this like ethereal spiritual experience. Give us the vocal. Give us like an ASMR vocal. Give us like do lean into it fully, and I would have been on board.
And I was like, I eat Trinity up. And I was so excited for hers. And it showed her like rehearsing with the duct tape. And then obviously they couldn't figure it out, because when they actually filmed the thing, they were just going through the motions without duct tape, which I thought made me a little sad. It was still good, but I wish they would have figured out a way to like pull off actually like pulling out the tape like they were practicing. Anywho,
I thought Jada's was so cute and fun, and Monet's was like, after I saw Monet's, I was like, oh, that is like a real TikTok video. That is like a real dancing TikTok challenge.
Jada's was hands down like my third favorite. I was dying. I thought it was so funny when she was like bending over and doing the hair swoop and all that. I was LOLing. Anyway.
Okay.
Cool. Hey, where can people find you?
You can find me on the internet. I'm going to be streaming all week. Animal Crossing today, Stardew tomorrow, Sims Wednesday, and other things. Check my schedule on my pinned tweet. Where can people find you?
Hey, did you see my funny TikTok from over the weekend?
Yes. And I literally showed it to Hudson, and I go, oh my God, Corey is so cute.
Oh, thanks.
I said, what a cutie.
I waited 30 whole miles to make that skit. If you don't know what we're talking about, you can go to my Instagram or TikTok to find it.
I saw it, I think, first on Instagram, and I thought, oh, he should post that on TikTok. And I went to TikTok, and it was the first recommended thing as soon as I opened TikTok. I said, oh, she knows.
She's famous. Nathan was eating it up. He loved it.
I thought, Corey... Wonderful. Good job. So is that what you're saying? People can find you on TikTok and Instagram? Okay.
Nathan said, this video deserves 1 million views. I said, baby, it's only at 30K.
Well, we all have to do our part. So Nathan, if you're listening, go give it a like and a comment.
Oh, he already did.
Okay.
All right. Okay, toodles. Bye. Goodbye, designers.
Bye.